Two nights ago, we discussed what are the methods, what are the definitions for chuppah. Chuppah is the mechanism through which we accomplish nisuin for a betulah. For a beulah, the only way to do nisuin is bi'ah. We didn't discuss that, but it's good to know. If a person is marrying someone who's previously married, the only way to seal the deal is with bi'ah. It is not with yichud. So that was just an addendum to what we discussed the previous nights. Last night we discussed the yichud room, the pros, the cons, the politics, the oohs and ahs, and whether it's okay or not. We discussed that at length last night. If you missed it, okay, sorry, it's online. You can go listen to it. Anyway, fine. Now, tonight we're going to discuss some finishing thoughts on Hilchot Chuppah, the things that happen at the Chuppah ceremony and the wedding. And next week, Bezrat Hashem, which is our last week, learning Hilchot Sidur Kiddushin and Shavah Berachot, as it's my last week of the summer. Next week, we will Bezrat Hashem cover the Halachot of the Shavah Berachot meals, which are the meals that take place throughout the week that follow the wedding. And you get together and you make a meal and you say recite Shavah Berachot again at those meals. So we'll discuss all those parameters that you need in order to praise the Ribono Shel Olam and to bless the Chatan and Kala with a long and healthy, happy marriage next week. But this week we're just going to cover a lot of small points. So if you missed it, don't worry. There's a lot of other ones that you can just catch afterwards. A lot of small points about the wedding. And if you have any further questions about what happens at a wedding, we can tackle those ideas as well. So first and foremost, we said for Kiddushin, one only needs two Edim, and according to some Geonim, one needs a Minyan. But when it comes to Nisuin, Gemara says that you need a Minyan, and Chatan min ha-Minyan. That you need to have nine people in addition to the Chatan, nine adult Jewish males above the age of Bar Mitzvah, who count for that Minyan. If you don't have that Minyan, what do you do? So Machloket the Terumat HaDeshen and the Rashba. Is the Minyan here Me'akev or not?
It's good.
Huh?
It's good, right?
It's good? You mean it works? Yeah. So it's a general question. What do you understand Shavah Berachot to be? According to some, it's a Davar Shebe Kedusha. And a Davar Shebe Kedusha requires a Minyan of people L'chatechila. What happens if, let's say, I need to say Chazar Hashat. Let's say I need to say do a Davar Shebe Kedusha, Keriyat HaTorah, Shabbat morning, and I go and I do it without a minyan. Does it work or does it not work? So, Nodav Yudav once got a question, and Nodav Yudav is a teshuvah. I think it's Evan Ezer Chelik Aleph, Siman Pei Aleph, but I haven't seen it in a few years. But right now it seems like that's the right place. Over there, the Nodav Yudav was asked by a rabbi, who said there wasn't a minyan at the wedding. I said Shavah Berachot anyway. Does it work? So he says, first of all, you're an idiot. You shouldn't have done that. That's the first thing Nodav Yudav says. He spends like two paragraphs lambasting the guy for doing what he did. He says, B'di'avad, Nodav Yudav says an incredible yisod. Nodav Yudav, Rav Yecheskel Lando, Rav Ben Chaim likes to say, you look in the Chidas Shema Gedolim, in his vignettes of Gedolim, that Nodav Yudav, he was matir shaving on Chol HaMoed, which was a huge deal. So the Shechida writes, that even though he was matir shaving on Chol HaMoed, he was still the Gaon Olam Gadol Ador. Even though. That's the question. Does it count, B'di'avad, when you do a Davar Shebe Kedusha without a Minyan, does it count? Or no, it doesn't count Bichlal. So no Davida says, L'chatechila midrabanan. A person needs to have a Minyan for a Davar Shebe Kedusha. B'di'avad works. Your Kriyat HaTorah works, your Chazar HaShatz works, your the married midoraita, and they over and issued the rabbanon. But okay, it works. It works. That's an incredible yisod. Or Moshe Feinstein has a teshuvah where he says it's incredibly wrong. So I don't know where the teshuvah is. I found it a while ago, but I forgot where it is already. But if you find the Nodav Yudah, you look in the back of the nice one. They have all the harot of the achronim, and they tell you where Moshe disagrees with this Nodav Yudah. So that's point number one. So that's what happens with the avad. But let's say, you know, everyone lives a fantasy. A guy is stuck on a deserted island with a girl, and there's no minyan. She jumps into the river, into the sea, whatever, so she's not an ida anymore. Can they get married? And let's say you have two edim, but you don't have a minyan. So you can have kiddushin, l'chatchila, whatever, the avad, whatever. Can you have nisuin? It's a machloka, the terumat ha-deshen. And the Rashba, the Terumat HaDeshen says, the Masach Kala says, Kala below beracha asura leba'ala kenida. A woman who doesn't have Shavah Berachot is not permitted to her husband. When the Masach Kala said that was just lechatchila, But with the avad, it's okay. If you don't have a minyan for Shav Rochel, with the avad, the Turman Adeshin thinks it's okay. And the Rashba said, yeah. So, one is, yeah, it's okay to do it. The OW was saying was, let's say you did it without a minyan. When you could have gotten a minyan. Does it work or not? That's the question, does it work with the avad? Now, let's say I'm in a bidi-avad situation, can I do it the chazechila? That's the question of the Tumah Hadeshin. Let's say I can't get a minyan, I'm stuck on a deserted island. No, I'm in a shtetl in Europe, there isn't a minyan for miles away. And they're getting married today. Can they get married or not? Or do they have to wait? So the Tumah Hadeshin says they can get married. The Rashba, you want to play some history right now, the Tumah Hadeshin lived in Europe, probably in a small shtetl, or even if he didn't, that was the derech of Ashkenazim, to live in separated small communities. That's why every community has a chacham, that's why there's so many Baalei HaTosafot. Whereas in the Sephardi world, Begadol, you always have a Torah center. Everyone knows Barcelona, Fez, Gerona, these are the Torah centers. Fustat in Cairo, those are the Torah centers. Everyone knows the Chacham and the Gadol Ador is there. The Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashba, they all had a yeshiva. That's what everyone knew. Misham Yotzei Hora Yisrael. The Rashba lives in a big city, and he said, no way. The Rashba said, you're not allowed even with the Avad to do a wedding without a minyan. This is without the Noda Yehuda. It's just in general. The Rashba says it's totally Asur. So how do we hold? Shulchan Aruch says, like the Rashba, that you cannot do Sheva Verachot, you cannot perform a wedding without a minyan, period. And the Ramah says, like the Tirumat Hadeshin, and so do all the Ashkenazi, and they'll say Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch as well. So that's point number one, a minyan. Sfaradim, absolutely necessary. Rav Ovadia Paskins, absolutely necessary. He has a teshuvah about this also. So don't think, oh, that was just 500 years ago. There are poskim bismanenu who paskin the same thing. It's absolutely necessary to have a minyan. Yeah. No, he also says that's wrong.
So, the
Chalda Ramah? The Chalda Ramah. Because she's Asura Leba'ala. The Rambam also says that if you don't have Yichud HaRoi Leviyah, you're not married. That's why if you have Chupa with Anita, the Rambam says she's Adayin Ki Arusa. Let's say you think that the kid doesn't mean she's halfway. She's totally not. She's the Nisua, she's totally an Arusa. It always depends. How do you read the word the Chaf? When I say something is Ki, another thing, does that mean it's an equal sign? Or it's like a partial. It's a partial equal. So that's always a question. But let's say you assume the Rambam means totally like an Arusa. That means that, according to the Ran, that means that the Rambam needs you to have Sheva Brachot done before the Chupa. Because otherwise, your Yichud is lacking a Heter. So it's not Rawi the Biyah, because she can't have Biyah with you right now. She's Asura to you. That's why the Rambam writes explicitly that if you don't give her a Ketubah, you can't get married. That's why you have to do the ketubah under the chupa. Otherwise, if you do it afterwards, it doesn't work. Until your chupa is delayed, whatever it is. So all the a woman who can't have biyah, let's say a woman is bedridden. There's a shayla happened last week. Eretz Yisrael, one of the rabbis in Shalavim shared with me. That a man and a woman are living together, chayi yishu, they're living together like husband and wife, but they're not married. For decades, they're living together, they have children, they just never got married, al pi halacha. And now, it's the end of their lives, and they realize they should do teshuvah. The woman is bedridden in the hospital. She can't get out of bed. Can they do chupa v'kiddushin in the hospital? So what are the issues here? You need to have a minyan. Okay, we'll get a minyan. No problem. Let's say somehow she's not nida. Whatever, menopause, whatever you want to say. At the end of the day, can she have biyah right now? No. So according to Rambam, she can never get married. Because it's not Yichud HaRoi Leviyah. So it's a big problem. One should make sure to get married the right way the first time. Okay. Now moving on from Minyan. Moving on to point number two from Minyan. That one has to have a cup of wine at Sheva Berachot. I think the answer is you can't get married. So now you have to figure out why there's a Stiran Shulchan Aruch. Because in Shulchan Aruch it says, like the Baalei HaTosafot, the Chupa Nidah works. But three simanim beforehand, Maran writes, maybe two simanim beforehand, Maran writes like the Rambam that you need to put a Raya Leviyah. That's why everyone cracks his head to figure out what's going on in Shulchan Aruch. But we have to figure that out another time. Is that Hashem, Chupa Nida, by far, is one of the hardest sugyot in Hilchos Sidur Kiddushin. I literally spent many nights, I don't know how many nights, So not literally. I spent a number of nights in YU, late at night, learning through long Chelkat Mechokeks, long Beit Shemuel's, Draz. There's two incredibly long Vilna Gaons. And it's like you have to sit and parse through each word. It takes forever. Mamash is very difficult. Hilchei Teshuvot, Rav Ovadia's Teshuvot on these things. It's a few different sugyot. It's not for now. Now we need a wine. We said it's a good thing to have wine at Kiddushin. That way, first you say Hagefen, and then you do Birkat Yerusin. For Sheva Berachot, one has to have wine or some alcoholic beverage at the chupa to be the first beracha. So it's a machloket. How much do you have to fill it up? Usually we assume we fill up a cup all the way. It's kavod. Here is a kos male. It's already overflowing. So that's what Rav Shlomo Moshe Feinstein says you have to do now as well. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in general and specifically here says two reasons why you shouldn't do that. Number one, it's a wedding. You're wearing a tux or a nice suit that you bought for like $500, $1,000. And she's wearing a gown that she spent a long time putting on. Imagine if you just have this overflowing cup and you just tilt it the wrong way, by like a degree or two, that beautiful gown of hers is going to get ruined. The casualties, the stakes are very high. So let's not take any chances. That's, huh?
We use white wine now.
Okay, it's still going to leave a stain. Oh? You have, it's a little yellow, no? No. Okay, let's say you use white wine. Let's say you use white wine, I have a second answer for you. No problem. It's a very good point. If you use white wine, it might not be as big of a problem, but I have another answer for you. That it's not kavod to give a person a cup that looks like it's spilling over. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you should never fill up a cup all the way, because it's not kavod. As far as you don't assume that way, but it's an interesting shita to note nonetheless. Fine, that's the idea of wine. I neglected to mention earlier when we learned Hilchot Kiddushin, actually it fits here too, that when we recite the Sheva Berachot are seven Berachot. Really, there are only six. The first one is Hagefen. Then you do Shakol Bara L'Chlodo, and then you do Asher Yatzar HaAdam, Yotzer Adam, and then Asher Yatzar HaAdam, etc., etc. The Minhag was, the Rambam writes this interesting Minhag that isn't so observed nowadays, but it's good to know. The Rambam writes that some of the minhag to do bisamim. They do bisamim under the chuppah between hagefen and the second beracha. That's the minhag the Rambam writes. It's like the mugmar they used to have, exactly. Oftentimes, when you find the hagefen, it means that you could also do bisamim also. And that's what the Rambam says to do in between. The Syrians do it at Kiddushin. They don't do it at Nisuin, at Sheva Berachot, they do Hagefen, Besamim, and then Birkat Irusin. We do it later, if you want to do it. So one second, where do the Syrians get their Minhag from to be not like the Rambam? Because Rav Hai Gaon says you do it both times. Rav Hai Gaon, probably where the Rambam also got it from, was from the Geonim, that he said to do it both times. So now, to know this halakha is very handy, because everybody here lives in Great Neck. Everybody here probably has an uncle who doesn't read Hebrew at the same speed that he does, or a grandfather, or whatever it is, and you need to be mechaved somebody, but the brachot sometimes are hard. You say, shehakol, ar shehakol begu. So he's going to say, shehakol niyam b'dvaro. He doesn't know that it's shehakol bara lichvodo. It's a different beracha. And even if you give him the card, he might just say, oh man, shehakol nidunan, and you'll say, shehakol niyam b'dvaro. So instead of going through these problems, which happens to be, that's the shortest one, and then Yotzer HaAdam, some people don't want to work. Some people don't want to try on hard berachot. So Stasis Tagel HaKaraz, if he was one of the Tochav Simcha, etc. And then Sameach Tisameach Eirei Ma'alvim, His Simcha Cha, no one knows how to pronounce that word even. Whatever. Nobody even knows how to pronounce that word. Instead, give them the easy beracha of bisamim. That's what I did at my wedding. One of my uncles got bisamim at my wedding. And then also at Brit Milah, it's the same thing. At Brit Milah, you can chuck in a bisamim also if you want. When you say hagefen at Brit Milah, you can add in a bisamim. That's what I did at my son's Brit Milah a few months ago also. It's a good idea to keep this in mind. When Bez Hashem, you all get married, make a huge Kiddush Hashem at your weddings by honoring that uncle who doesn't expect to get anything. And give him a bisamim under the chuppah. He's not going to realize that it's the lowest beracha of them all. He's like, beracha bem dodan. It's like, beracha Torah begu. People think these things aren't that important. Okay, fine. Anyway, moving on to the berachot of Sheva Berachot. There are seven berachot. Everyone should take the time and open a siddur and read all of them. Very easy, and once you know them by heart, if you get called up at a Shavuot Brachot, it will be very easy for you to read them and not embarrass yourself. So, my question is, this whole idea of giving people the Berachot, how does that work? Usually we have this concept, we should actually see the Berachot, but you'll have to believe me. Some of the Berachot start, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. But two of them don't. Two of them start, Sos Tasis V'Tagel Akara, and the other one starts, Sameach Tesamach Harim Ahuvim. It doesn't start Baruch Atah Hashem. Why not? Because it's a Beracha Semucha L'Chaverta. It's a Beracha in a series of Berachot that's adjacent to one that's before it. Therefore, when you have a series of Berachot, the ones that are adjacent to the first one, don't open Baruch Atah Hashem. I'll give you a great example. You say it three times a day. Rashi gives you answers for all of them. Because some of them are not really for the wedding. Some of them, Shakol Bara L'Chvodo is recognizing Kvod Hashem. That's because there's an asifa of people. It's not the wedding. Yotzer HaAdam is not necessary. Yeah. Once you start Asher Yotzer HaAdam, that's about Hitkin Lo Mimenu Binyan Adiyar, about the wedding. That's when we start the wedding Berachot. And from then, you have two Berachot that don't have a Piticha. But the point is, look in Shmona Esrei. How does Shmona Esrei start? Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. But then how does the next Berachot start? Atah Givor. Where's the Baruch Atah Hashem? The answer is that it's a Berakha Simucha L'Chavirta. We start Birkat HaMazon, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Ha'ilah Zanotanu. How does the next Berakha start? How does the second bracha of Birkat HaMazon start? There's four brachot in Birkat HaMazon. There's Hazanat HaKol, that's the first. Then Nodelecha ends Baruch Atah Hashem Al Haaretz Al HaMazon. And then there's Al-Kain is the end of Nodelecha. It's split because you can add Al Nisim in between. And Rachem, Ritzei is part of it. That ends with Tivnei Yerushalayim. Baruch Atah Hashem Bonei Yerushalayim. And then the last bracha starts Baruch Atah Hashem. Why? Because that last bracha is only Drabanan. The last one of La'ad Ha'el is a separate bracha. That's because it's only Drabanan. The rest of Birkat HaMazon was Deoraita, the first three brachot. The fourth one is only Drabanan. So the Chachamim said you should stop, answer Amen after Bonei Yerushalayim in order to indicate that it's a separate bracha, and then start a new bracha that starts Baruch Atah Hashem.
What would be like an example of like a Derabanan bracha and a Deoraita bracha? Like a different one, like something that we use like more often.
Another one that you use more often, that you, because they're one's Deoraita, one's Derabanan, we split. I don't think there is another one like that. But let's say, for example, you're going to say, that's another example, Hallel. You start off Hallel, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Hekdishanu, Mitzvotav V'tzivanu, the Gemara et HaHallel. And how do you end Hallel? Yehallelucha, which ends Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech HaOlam, V'tishvachot. Yehallelucha doesn't start off Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Yehallelucha. Because it's smuchat to the bracha in the beginning, therefore it doesn't.
So that's an extended bracha?
Yeah.
So you shouldn't speak in between.
Correct. That, it's a much bigger topic, but that's exactly why you shouldn't speak in between. Because it's adjacent to a previous beracha, you cannot speak in between.
And you can't miss, like I'd say you're starting behind, you can't like skip anymore.
Shouldn't be skipping either, right. Right. With halal, you shouldn't skip, right. Yeah, it's part of the thing. But also, brachot kitzarot are always split. They're never.
He's not finished.
It's a great question. No, it's okay. We'll take a break. Take a break. Okay, guys, we'll take a break, get some food, and we'll continue in a few minutes. Bezrat Hashem.